USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Navy Secretary Richard Spencer out of a job now because of controversy involving a Navy SEAL who was court-martialed. Defense Secretary Mark Esper forcing Spencer to resign over his handling of Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher's case. The Navy is reviewing the case to possibly strip him of his Navy SEAL status after he was convicted of posing for a photo with a corpse. President Trump opposes that review. Democratic White House hopeful U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar says she's seen enough evidence in the impeachment inquiry for it to go to trial in the Senate.
Yes, I made this very clear that I think this is an impeachable offense. All of the senators, including our Republican colleagues, are going to have to make this decision.
She spoke on ABC's This Week, and this is USA Radio News.
I hate my toaster. It's way too slow, never gets my toast right, and sadly, my toast comes out dry and tasteless. We at Revolution Cooking totally reinvented the toaster, creating the world's first high-speed smart toaster. There's nothing remotely like it on the planet. It's so smart, it knows exactly how long to toast everything from bagels to frozen waffles. I trashed my old dumb toaster, and you can too. Don't put up with dry, tasteless, burnt, or barely toasted toast, or those lousy toasters that drive us all nuts in hotel breakfast lines. Just pick your level of toastiness on the easy-to-use touchscreen, hit start, and quickly get perfect toast every time. Toast that's crunchy outside, yet moist and flavorful inside. It's the perfect holiday gift. So perfect, Williams-Sonoma is showcasing our super smart toaster in their new holiday catalog. For the fastest, best-tasting toast ever, save 20% and get free shipping. Go to starttherevolution.com, promo code START. That's starttherevolution.com, promo code START. Throw away your toaster and go to starttherevolution.com.
Thanksgiving travel figures to be kind of a challenge as storms are forecast across most of the nation. Wintry weather's already hitting the Northeast. Snow and ice from Ohio to New England, and more bad weather is expected from the Southwest to the Great Lakes starting today. In Alabama, they're mourning the death of a longtime county sheriff. Lowndes County Sheriff John Williams was shot and killed during an otherwise routine incident on Saturday night in which he was called to the scene of a report of loud music in a parking lot. His death has hit a lot of folks hard. Callie Griffin is one of them.
He just was taken too quick and too fast, you know. But I know everybody, you're not here to die. You're not here to stay. But it's just a shock.
No motive's been established. The suspect, an 18-year-old William Case Johnson, ended up surrendering about 4 hours later. He's the son of a Montgomery County sheriff's deputy. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
USA's Wendy King has a look at the top movies in the theaters over the weekend.
Has Elsa seemed weird to you?
She seems like Elsa.
Find who is calling to you. They may have answers.
I'm going with you.
Anna? No.
Excuse me, I climbed the North Mountain, survived a frozen heart, and saved you from my ex-boyfriend, so... You know, I'm coming.
As expected, Disney's Frozen 2 cleaned up at the box office over the weekend, bringing in $127 million. Dropping down to number 2, Ford vs. Ferrari with Matt Damon and Christian Bale at $16 million. Number 3, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood with Tom Hanks as Mr. Rogers, bringing in $13.5 million. Number 4, 21 Bridges with Chadwick Boseman grossed $9.3 million. Number 5, Midway with $4.7 million. 6 is Playing with Fire, bringing in $4.6 million. The Good Liar with Helen Mirren and Ian McKellen is at number 7 with $3.4 million. Just under that, the remake of Charlie's Angels at $3.2 million at number 8. Number 9, Last Christmas with Emma Thompson, bringing in $3 million, and The Joker drops down to number 10 with $2.8 million. I'm Wendy King.
Remember to find us online. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.